Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Track O'Brien on. And this week we're looking at how our local county councils are cutting back on their use of pesticides. It's becoming more common in the last number of years for local councils to leave green areas to grow wild in order to help biodiversity. But is that something you like to see, or would you rather if all the green public areas were cut back neatly?
No, I think the wild, you know, section of wild flowers or grasses is really nice, and it means, you know, there's loads of bees and butterflies and...
Oh, no, I love seeing the high grass.
No, see wild areas. And what they're doing now is lovely, putting little signs that people know, which is great.
No, wilder the better.
No, and I just love wild patches now, but that has taken a huge change in my life. I would have been a mow everything, but not anymore.
I like seeing, I think the picturesque kind of gardens are really nice to look at. I think I prefer a nice, neat garden kind of looking thing.
I know, I think the wilding approach that they've used over the last while, it's nice. It brings a bit of colour, actually, onto the grass verges. Or what were the grass verges and are now colourful and attractive.
In order to cut back on their use of pesticides when clearing green areas, Westmeath County Council adopted the Rational Use of Pesticides policy in 2023. Local councillor Hazel Smith of the Green Party was heavily involved in getting this policy over the line, and I recently asked her what difference this policy makes.
So the pesticide policy is a policy to basically rationally use chemical pesticides. So all credit has to go to Alison Hoff, who is a barrister based here in Westmeath, who came up with the initial draft of this pesticide policy. This is something that's being driven by the EU. There is an EU directive that Ireland is legally obliged to comply with in terms of its use of chemical pesticides. Chemical pesticides are really dangerous for people's health. Yeah. They're very dangerous for our biodiversity and for our soil quality, water quality, and so on. So it is really important that we are, where possible, avoiding the use of these chemical pesticides. And there, as a local councillor, there were a lot of people in touch with me who were very concerned about the very rampant use of these chemical pesticides in our public spaces. So I worked with Alison to basically bring this pesticide policy through Westmeath County Council, and we were very happy that it was passed,
yeah,
ultimately. And it will result in not the complete prohibition of chemical pesticides, but rather the rational use of them. So there is now a hierarchy that will have to be complied with by Westmeath County Council when using chemical pesticides in public spaces, so that things like mechanical weeding or hand weeding are allowing the spaces to be left for wildflower meadows, and that will be considered before using these chemical pesticides, or using more organic substitutes for instead of these chemical pesticides.
And I presume that it is something that you're hoping people would start looking at what they're spraying in their gardens and stuff like that, just for their own soil quality as well as the biodiversity in the garden.
Absolutely. So we're hoping that this will influence private landowners as well in terms of their use of chemical pesticides, because it's true, particularly for farmers and so on, who are, you know, growing crops or whatever it might be. These chemical pesticides, if they get into food supplies, or if they do end up in our water bodies, as I say, they can be very toxic. So it is really important that, where possible, people, all people, can be encouraged to avoid using these really dangerous, toxic chemical pesticides.
Is this happening in other county councils? Is this something that's across the country?
Yeah, so we've already seen it, similar policies introduced in Dublin County Council and in Wicklow. And Tipperary County Council is also looking at implementing this particular pesticide policy. And I've had people in touch from Roscommon County Council. So there's definitely an appetite for it to be introduced in other county councils. But there's also a legal requirement for us to be complying with the EU directive on this. So I do see this as being something that is coming down in the road in all.
Now,
in all councils across the country.
Hazel, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
As we heard there, the policy has been adopted by a number of county councils already, and this will inevitably stretch to even more councils across the country in the near future. It's a policy that's so important in cutting down on the damage that pesticides do to our climate, our wildlife, our soils, and our health.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.